There are times when just the Lord is doing something and you just need to get with it. Get with it. When He's saying to do something, you do it. That's when the miracle came. Jesus instructed them to pour water into the empty wine jars. And what did Mary say? Whatever He tells you to do. They needed wine. They weren't asking for water, but Jesus said, pour water into those jars. And so because they obeyed the Lord, in the time when He had spoken, there was the miracle of wine. And Jesus makes the best wine. You see, we don't need the wine of this world, do we? But you can be intoxicated in the best, in the love of our God. His love is intoxicating. He rejoices our heart. More, Lord. Tell the Lord more. I need more joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Father. I'm thankful today because I want to talk to you a little bit about the resurrection body. I'm just thankful that we're getting new bodies someday. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Ones that aren't going to wear out. Folks, my heart is to see people genuinely saved. I mean, born again. There is so much deception today, even in the church, where people are not saved. They're not ready to meet Jesus. And they think that they are. I don't want to gamble on my soul. I fear the Lord, and I know that the day is coming when I'm going to see Him in all of His glory. In that day, there is coming a day of judgment. And it's a sobering thought to me. I do fear the Lord. Not in the sense that I fear to run away from Him, but I fear if I don't run to Him and I don't get my life right with Him, my heart right with Him. There are preachers who will tell you you're okay. But you know what? You should never trust the word of a preacher, okay, without the confirmation of the Holy Spirit. In other words, what I say to you must be also compared to what Jesus revealed to us in Scripture, right? And by His Spirit, that bears witness as well with your heart. You know, there are people who know when they're hearing truth, but they don't want the truth. And the Bible says in Thessalonians, because people reject or refuse the love of the truth, that they will be rejected by God. They did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. God's heart is in redemption. God's heart is to gather together a family throughout the earth and through the generations to have a family. God's heart is that we would come and draw near to Him now by the blood of Christ. We can come near. And Father loved us so much that He gave Jesus to die in our place. Jesus actually became the second Adam. The first Adam had fallen, had sinned, but the last Adam was Jesus Christ. He was the Word that became flesh. God became a man, the incarnation, and He put on human flesh, and He lived like we do in the same body that we have. And yet He lived without sin. He was the only person who ever lived without sin. And because of that, He could pay the price for our transgressions, for our sin. And it's only through Jesus that we can be saved. We cannot save ourselves because we think we're good enough, because the question is how good then is good enough? And so people are deceived into thinking, I'm a pretty good person. Certainly God will accept me. God wants to accept you, but He cannot because of the sin problem. God is holy. He is a holy God. And God cannot look upon sin. And so God made a way for us to be able to come into His presence clean, pure, holy. And that is through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. To enter into life is to enter into fellowship with God through Jesus. So it's not about some religious thing that you do on Sunday, you know, some ceremony. It's never been about that. The Bible says in the beginning that God walked with Adam in the cool of the day, in perfect harmony and fellowship. There was no sin. It was unbroken fellowship with the Father. But because of the choices that they made, we had become separated from that fellowship. And so the plan, even from that point, and God knew from eternity what man would do, and He had a plan that what would happen is He would take on human flesh, and He would become like Adam, and He would be fully obedient to the Father. Are you hearing me? And then He would go to the cross, and God the Father would take the sins of the world and put it upon Jesus. He became our sacrifice. He became our substitute. For me, He died. That's how much God loves us. That's how much God desires fellowship with us. That's how much God wants His family. And folks, you need to know that you're saved. You need to know that if life ends today, and it could, that you're going to be able to stand before Almighty God and stand in the judgment. And in the book of 1 John, we read that we will have confidence in the day of judgment because as Jesus was in this world, so are we. In other words, we walk in fellowship with the Father. We live for God. We walk with God in this world. And as we walk in fellowship with God, then we have confidence in God. And we are assured by His Spirit that we are sons of God, that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and that there's no fear in His perfect love. We don't fear death because we have already passed from death into life, and we are in life. The question is, are you in life, or are you still in Adam? Are you still in death? For in Adam all die, but in Christ all shall be made alive again. The fact that Jesus came out of that grave proves, first of all, who He is. Death could not hold Him in the grave. And Peter was the one again to have the revelation that you are the Christ. Not a Christ, that as of many ways, but you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And on the third day, Jesus rose again. You know what that means, folks? It means that God has accepted the sacrifice of Jesus. And that means that we have hope. No matter how bad you've blown it, no matter how bad you've sinned, thank God there's forgiveness offered today. Amen? God offers us the forgiveness of our sins. Not only that, but God gives us the ability to overcome sin and to live holy. Not by my self-effort, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. I trust in God. I can't trust in me anymore. I can't trust in my ways anymore. My ways are the ways of death. His way is life. I've changed masters. I'm no longer serving Satan. I'm serving Jesus now. I'm under new ownership, under new management. You may claim to be under new management, but if you're still following the old management, then you're not. That's what the Bible teaches, and I believe this book is the Word of God. Oh, well, you know a man has tampered with that, and man has messed with it, and it can't be trusted. Well, you know, I tell people, you know, this book, it proves itself within itself. The prophecies, the things that were spoken 1,000 years, 500, 600, 700 years prior, everything coming into perfect fulfillment, just according to as God had spoke it, so Christ is also. You know, been manifesting those same prophecies today. He's been living it. He's been fulfilling His Word. And so the Bible proves itself within itself that it is truly the Word of God. There's no way that any man could have thought all this up. We're just not that smart. We may think we are, but we're just not that smart. How many know God is smarter than we are? See, it's in my own wisdom that I can't know God. It's in my own wisdom when I trust in my own reason. You know, I can't figure out God. Can you figure out God? The only way that we can know God is by His Holy Spirit. There are actually a lot of people that know a lot of Scripture. They can quote Scripture, but they don't know God. You need to have the substance, which is Christ, in you, the hope of glory. Folks, I'm here to tell you, and I can tell you from personal experience, and I know there's many here that'll testify to this same reality, that when you are born again, you know it. When you are born again, you're not the same person you used to be. Hallelujah. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When I was born again, everything changed. Are you hearing me? My perspective on everything changed. My desires changed. I began to love like I couldn't love before. I was able to do things I could never do before. I was able to get free from things that I could never get free from before. When I was truly born again, I was changed. There was a time in my life when I was trying to go here and do this thing and go to a Bible study. There's times I knew I needed something bigger than me. Are you hearing me? And so I went on a journey, and I was seeking this and thing and that thing and getting all kinds of weird stuff because I was trying to find God. And that's what everybody's doing, you know. They're trying to find God. And sometimes they just say, well, if I can't find Him out there, He must be in here. And then when you look in there, you say, I don't like what I see. Because my life, my heart, my thoughts are messed up too. But there was times I had attempted to get right with God. So I thought one time I'm going to go to this Bible study where this weird Christian guy, he was all excited about Jesus, couldn't figure that one out. Hadn't had that happen to me yet. When you get lit up by God, you are excited. When you are born again, you're alive. I mean, I had somebody at the Easter Outreach tell me yesterday, she said, I told her, see, Ryle's coming up on the 13th of May. She goes, oh, I can hardly contain myself. I said, don't. She says, okay, I won't. Let your light so shine. So I'm on this way to the Bible study, and guess what happens? I get into a collision. I say, well, that can't be the right way. The devil's a liar. He'll do everything to put roadblocks, excuses in your path to keep you from really coming to Jesus and coming into the new birth to where you are changed, you are transformed. You notice I didn't say perfect. But what happens is you receive a new nature, a new heart, new desires. And now you want to, when you pick up this book, before it was like a dead letter. It's like, oh, pretty stuffy. I can't figure it out. Can't understand any of it. But when you're born again, all of a sudden it's like, wow, It's alive. This word is alive. When I got saved, I picked up a Bible I had when I was a teenager. It was all beat up, and you know how kids beat up their Bibles. They don't, you know, respect them very much. But I picked up that old beat up Bible, and as I began to open the pages, it's like the words were just popping up off the page. This was real. And I couldn't get enough. As newborn babes sincerely desire the milk of the Word, when you are born of the Spirit, you will have hunger. You will have desire for the words of God. This is your bread. This is what feeds you. My friend, make sure that you're saved. Make sure of your salvation. Don't guess. Don't gamble with your soul. I know God grieves because there's so many lost people. There are so many lost people that go to church. There are so many lost people out in the street. God grieves. And folks, our hearts should grieve for lost people too. If we have the Spirit of Christ in us, we should have a heart to want to see people come to know this wonderful Savior who makes all things new, who is truly love, just like He said. He's not some mean ogre up there waiting to hit you over the head when you mess up. He's a God who went all the way to the cross for us so we could be reconciled and brought into relationship with Him. You see, a lot of times we've been given the wrong God, the wrong Jesus. And we've formed an opinion of God based upon our experiences in life. Well, my dad was like this, so God must be like that. Or my mom was like this, so God must be like that. Or my teachers were like that, so God must be like that. We base our opinion of God, and it's all it is an opinion of God based upon our earthly experiences. Am I speaking truth today? And so we need to know what God really is like. And God wants to reveal Himself to us. That's the awesome thing. Amen. And so God has made Himself available. He says, come. Come to me. Come to me. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. If any man be in Christ Jesus, like 2 Corinthians 5:17, He is a new creation. You're born again. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start. The good news is that my past is under the blood of Jesus. I don't have to worry about what I did before. Thank God it's gone. It's taken care of. The debt has been paid. Amen. In full. By the blood of my Savior Jesus. Do you understand today, folks, that every sin that you've ever committed has already been dealt with by Jesus? It's already been paid for? You can't pay for your own sin. You can't be good enough to fix yourself. You need to accept what God did on your behalf and come to Him and renounce sin. Renounce death. Renounce your way and receive Christ and say, Lord, I want that forgiveness. I want to receive what You did for me at the cross. I want my sins blotted out and I want my heart made right with You. I want You to come into my heart. I want You to save me. And I want to really know You, Lord. I don't want to know You as some biblical figure that lived years ago. Or some God that's like way out there somewhere, but we can't know Him. I want to know You personally. God has made Himself available to us. And God has settled the sin problem. If you want to be forgiven, you've got to bow your knee, bow your soul to Jesus Christ. And you've got to be honest with God, totally honest about yourself. And I got desperate. And I got honest and I started to say, God, I've made a mess of my life. I'm ashamed of my life. God began to show me my life. God began to replay a lot of my life. I was in my bedroom and I was desperate. I say, oh God, I was ashamed of the way I treated my wife. Judy was just a little girl. I was not there. I was just a jerk. And I thought they were the problem. Isn't that funny how that happens? You don't realize you're the problem. It's everybody else is the problem, you know? Until God turns the light on and begins to show you yourself. And when you take a look at yourself in the light of His holiness, then you can look at others a little bit differently and be a little less judgmental. Pointing the finger and pointing out the faults over there and look at yourself and let God turn the light on and you'll find out that you ain't all that holy and you need some help. You need mercy. You don't need justice. You need mercy. Justice was settled at the cross. Amen. You need His mercy now. God, have mercy. I said, Jesus, please, please forgive me. And I tell you, and I know it was because this time I meant business. I wasn't just making deals with God. I was done with me. I was just done with it. You know, we've all made deals with God and they don't last. Because we can't hold up our end of the bargain. We can't do it. You need to be born again. You need the Spirit of Christ in you. You need to reach out to Jesus. And I said, Lord, please forgive me. And I tell you that there was, I don't know how to explain it except that it was like a shower on the inside. I felt it from the top of my head just sweep down through me. And I was washed completely clean. I had never felt anything like that in my life. And I opened my eyes and I was just in a pool of tears. I opened my eyes and it was amazing. Everything was different. It was bright. It was beautiful. It was real. Yeah. Don't fool yourself. You need to know this Jesus. You need to know Him. You need to make sure you really know Him. Yeah. Many people know about Jesus. The demons know about Jesus. And they tremble. But you need to know Him. You need to be saved, my friend. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Because God began to show me there was a choice. And it was my choice. If I refused Him, I was going to hell. I knew that. The devil wanted to take me. He was more than willing. So God, take this mess. Maybe you're here today and you say, I know I'm not saved or I'm not even sure. I don't really know Jesus. I know about Jesus. Folks, goosebumps doesn't mean you know Jesus. You can get goosebumps from the Star Spangled Banner. That ain't Jesus. You need to know Jesus. You need to open your heart, open your life. And you need to repent of your sin. You need to turn away from death, turn away from your way. You need to be done. And you need to say, Jesus, I want to be saved. Lord, I want to receive what You've already accomplished for me at the cross. I want to receive pardon from You. I want this sin problem taken care of. Would you bow your heads right now? Would you talk to the Lord? He's here. Just talk to Him like you talk to anybody. He's there for you. Just call on His name, Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I need You. Lord, I've heard about You, and I don't understand a lot of things. But I believe that You died for me, and that You paid for my sin. And I want my sins to be forgiven, Lord. I want that debt canceled. I want that thing blotted out of my life, God. I want my past redeemed, Lord. All those things I've done that I'm ashamed of, those memories that plague me, that haunt me, the guilt and the shame. Lord, I'm asking you to take it away. I ask you to wash me, Lord Jesus, right now in your precious blood. Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Save me. Be my Savior. Change me, Lord. Take out of me that old heart of stone and give me a brand new heart. A heart that will love. I want to be made new, Lord. I want to be a new creation. Make me a new creation, Jesus. I am done with my way, with my life. I want to follow you, Lord. And I want to know that my sins are forgiven. Lord, please make it known to me that my sins are forgiven. Lord, reveal yourself to me. I want to know you. I want to hear you speaking. I want to feel you. I want your love in me. Lord, I need you. Save me. I give you this mess of a life. I give you what's left. I give you the broken pieces, Lord. Take this broken life and make me whole. Make me one of your own. Thank you. Thank you. How many of you prayed that prayer in sincerity this morning? How many? Would you raise your hand if you prayed that prayer in sincerity this morning? Amen. I'm going to say one more thing. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my Father and the holy angels. So make up your mind who you're going to serve. I have found there is a deep peace and assurance in Him. I have found a confidence and a boldness and walking with Him that enables me to declare Him without fear. Can you declare Jesus without fear? If you're here and you're struggling with fear, you're struggling with not being able to speak about Jesus and tell others about Jesus, then it means that you're still too full of you and you need more of Him. Amen. That's what it means. So I'm going to invite you to join me in a prayer. Okay? And what we're going to do, and you may not be used to doing this, but it's biblical. The Bible says, I would that men would lift up holy hands in prayer. And I want you to lift up your hands this morning in just a moment, and we're going to pray that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit and give you the ability to open your mouth boldly and speak on His behalf. But you see, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. How many want to get in on this prayer this morning? Amen. Now we're going to talk to Jesus. Amen. I can't do it for you, but He can. And I need to go to the same source. So let's go to the source this morning. Let's lift our hands or palms towards heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And let's pray this together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you sent Jesus to be a sacrifice for my sins. And that He rose again on the third day. And he ascended into heaven. And that he is seating at the right hand of the Father on high. And that he has sent the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I open my heart to you. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit. Set me on fire for you so I can be the person you want me to be. And that I can open my mouth for you and to speak your name confidently. Lord, give me power to be a witness for you. Hallelujah. 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 Now begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Commit yourself to Jesus. Commit yourself to this work. Commit yourself to the family of God, the body of Christ. God has called us to come into fellowship and to nourish and strengthen and encourage one another. Invite people to church. Bring yourself to church. Amen. Grow in knowledge and in grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be strengthened with all might by His Spirit in the inner man. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shalom. Peace of the Lord be with every one of you. Thank you for coming.